With their budgets tight, some school districts are coming up with funds by selling ads on school buses. Ads for banks, insurance companies, and pizza chains are showing up on the sides of those yellow buses, and not everybody's happy. Grace Hood from member station KUNC reports on the debate in Colorado.
Half a dozen parents in Greeley, Colorado are sitting in their cars waiting for a yellow bus to deliver their elementary kids. Starting next school year, parent Stan Whitaker will see ads and logos when the bus pulls up.
We have to be kind of streetwise, where we have to find different ways to make money and to survive.
But Dad Shane Gabriel isn't happy.
It's a bad thing.
Why?
Because you're using the kids to make money.
Some ads for food and restaurants will be aimed at kids, but others that might promote insurance or home improvement are for an adult audience. With revenues down and little hope for raising taxes, the school district's Wayne Eads is hoping that kids simply won't notice.
It is external advertising on the outside of buses, so kids basically won't see it except as the bus drives by.
Arizona, New Mexico, and Tennessee, which allow school bus ads, also regulate it, barring tobacco and alcohol. In northern Colorado, the move is expected to bring in about $10,000 next year. It may not sound like much, but it could grow. Dallas County School District in Texas has earned more than $94,000 since the school year started.
Two minutes, and we'll bring it back and discuss.
At Wasson High School in Colorado Springs, students are discussing ads in their media studies class. This was the first school district in the country to use the school bus ads back in 1993.
Does anybody here ride a bus that has advertising on it? What products do they actually advertise? Dan?
I've seen some with like the Pizza Hut logo.
Okay, restaurants? Okay,
but Pizza Hut doesn't actually advertise on buses. What he's seen are 1x4-foot ads for Domino's. In fact, no student could remember any actual advertisers. And that's why Elaine Nalesky with the Colorado Springs School District says she recommends the practice to others. In good times, the money goes for extras like band equipment. In bad times, the money goes to the general fund.
Kids don't really notice them. I don't think the advertisers like hearing that, but they don't really notice them.
Teaching children that things we own is what defines us and is going to make us happy is not a lesson that's good to teach kids, and particularly in schools.
Josh Golan is with the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood. He says these ads lead kids to be more materialistic, and he points to South Carolina, which banned them.
We base our advertising on reach and coverage.
Scott Lawrence works for an ad agency representing the Southern Colorado tourist destination Royal Gorge Bridge and Park. He says the ads are targeted at young families and baby boomers, not kids.
School bus advertising gave us a unique opportunity to get some coverage in areas that we couldn't normally get.
Meaning into residential neighborhoods that typically don't allow billboards. Back in Colorado Springs, Susan Callen is standing outside North Middle School waiting for her son's basketball game to start. Even though the ads have been up for almost two decades here, she says she's never noticed them.
It's more important to have the buses running than it is to worry about that advertisement, I think.
In the coming months, five more states, including Florida and Washington, will decide if they'll turn to school bus advertisers to help balance the books. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood.